Hi, this is Drew Tomlin from the Association for Middle Level Education, broadcasting live from the AMLE podcast studios. Welcome to Journeys, an AMLE original series where we look at the critical work happening in the middle level and the critical lives that make that work possible. Today, we are starting a school year together through the eyes, the mind, and the heart of a new middle school teacher. This is, in fact, the first of four conversations that we'll have throughout the year. So as this new teacher experiences life in the middle level, we will check in with her from her middle school classroom located in the Southeast United States. So let's begin. First, we want to thank you for your time and effort today. So please introduce yourself with your first name and the subjects and or grades that you teach.
My name is Abby. I teach sixth graders mathematics. I have four on-level classes and one advanced.
Did you always want to be a middle school teacher?
I wanted to do something that I felt fulfilled doing, and that for me, that wasn't business. That's not what that looked like for me. And it took me a little while to figure out what it was. In one of my classes, our professor showed the movie Lely's Kin, which is a documentary about some students in the Mississippi Delta and their grandmother's struggle to make ends meet. And it was just really moving for me, and it kind of let me know what I wanted to do. And I went with middle school because I felt like it was the time when I personally most needed someone, when I needed kind of direction. It just seems like an age where you're figuring so much out. That's where I just kind of felt called to.
I know that you're at day six here in the school year. Looking back, you know, as you got ready for the school year, what was going through your mind? How did you feel?
I was really scared coming into the first day. I wasn't nervous so much about once we got to the content, but I was really nervous on how to introduce myself to them and what those first few days were going to look like laid out. Once the time actually came around, it was much more natural than I had anticipated. So it wasn't nearly as scary as I had built it up to be.
What goals have you placed on yourself in this upcoming school year? And, what goals do you want to achieve?
My biggest goal is to really stay on top of the planning and the grading and technical kind of things that come along with teaching. I realized really quickly how easy it is to get behind and to feel like you're doing the most just to keep up. And it's been, 6 days? And so I just really want to stay on top of everything. That's my biggest goal, is to not feel like I'm doing everything I can just to stay one step ahead of what's going on. I really want to have a plan laid out. So my long-term goal really for my kids is I guess this is idealistic, but I would love to have all my kids really just master all these standards we've got this year. I'd like to see them succeed, even if they don't, get an A+, if they just make gains over what they experienced last year with math, that would be exciting.
How big are your classes right now?
My smallest one, I think, has 24 students in it, and my largest class has 30 kids.
So did you know you were going to have that many students in your class?
I knew it was going to be the case. So that wasn't something I was stressed about, but it has been interesting to already kind of see how the different class sizes affect how much we're able to get done in a day.
Now, are you working with a team? Are you on a team right now, or are you by department?
The team I would kind of say is the one that I'm most interactive with would be my PLC team, professional learning community.
And working with them has been helpful?
It's really great for me because my mentors have a lot of experience under their belt. So they've got wisdom. They've been there. They can pretty much see that may work with this group, that may not work. It's good to have that experience because I've got a lot of fun ideas. And they're really great with saying, okay, either that's going to work great, or how can we adapt that to work for our kids? Because as it is now, it may not. So it's nice to have that support. It's nice to have them to really just go to with any kind of questions about the content. It's been a huge help. It's been really great so far.
Was it kind of a surprise, the amount of paperwork and logistics that go along with being a new teacher?
I think that's kind of, for me, something that's really overwhelming is just resource overload. And that's, both with the logistical side and with the content side. There's just so many resources for me that it gets easy to lose track of everything. And the logistics were much, I knew they were going to be there, but I didn't realize how much went into planning like a first day of school. I didn't know how much went into planning information day and all those kinds of things. Because when you're on the other side, you know, you show up and they hand you your schedule and they hand you your locker and you get your books and you go. But then when you're on the teacher's side, there's really a lot more to it.
So with all those feelings, you know, what are you feeling now? Are you feeling nervous, excited, scared, all the above, something else?
I'm really excited for the group of kids I have. It's really, you know, you go to school to be a teacher, but then actually getting my first like group of students was really exciting. I think especially since I'm in the sixth grade, it's kind of like they're going through this new transition and I'm going through it. And this will be the only class for me in my career where I was having my first time and they were having their first time. So we're kind of all in it together. So that's really exciting, I think, for this year. I'm kind of scared about having test scores associated with my name, and that's just a scary thought. I don't think it's going to be an impossible feat to be successful there, but it's scary, I guess.
What makes you nervous about those test scores? What is it about it?
I think what makes me the most nervous is I'm used to kind of one-on-one working with students and tutoring. And so when students need help, I'm used to being able to give them that individual attention. But with teaching, it feels so much pressure. It's kind of like that's always in the back of your mind. It's harder for me to help kids with that in my brain. It was easier when it was just helping them for the better of their knowledge. As a teacher, my job is to help them pass, whether or not that's what motivates me personally, but that's what I'm here for.
All right, so we've covered a challenge. What are you looking forward to? What's something that's positive on the horizon that you're like, man, I can't wait till that happens?
I really can't wait to develop relationships with students. I can't wait to really have them feel comfortable in here and for me to feel like I kind of get where they're coming from and what their life outside of school looks like. To know them and what they do when they're not here helps me understand how to kind of reach them better with the math that we're doing. And so I'm really excited just to get to know them in general. I'm really excited to see if I can take a student who maybe feels like they're not good at math and to show them that they're good at math.
What or who inspires you to work in the middle level every day? What keeps you going from day one to day six and beyond?
I think the thing that inspires me, I mean, it's really just the kids. That sounds kind of cliche, I guess, but all the kids I have this year are just so great. They all try really hard. At the beginning of the year, they wrote down their goals. And it was just so inspiring to see that a lot of them were writing to do the best I can. I was just really surprised at how many of them wrote to do the best I can. And so if they're doing the best they can, that really just inspires me to do the best I can to hold up my end of it for them. So that's definitely an inspiration. I also really feel like in the middle years, these are the years where they have to learn, how do I study? How do I practice these things that I learn in school? How do I take them home? And, you know, without a study guide or without someone telling me exactly what to do, how do I teach myself something? So I feel like that's another thing that I just really inspires me, is helping these students figure out who they are as a learner. I feel like it's a very vital time for that in the middle years.
Excellent. Well, Abby, thank you so much for your time and your effort this afternoon. It sounds like everything that you are experiencing as a new teacher in math and with sixth grade, everything is adding up. So we appreciate you sharing your thoughts and your feelings as you go forward. And everyone listening to this podcast, this is the first of four conversations that we'll have with Abby throughout the year to get her perspective on being a new teacher in the middle level. So stay tuned and keep your ears and eyes open for future podcasts in Journeys in the Middle Level.